Oh my goodness. This is going to be my first podcast. What's happening, world? Is life fucking sucking? I know. Been there too. I'm like 25. Got betrayed. No girlfriend. That doesn't really matter. Like, this thing about not caring. Yeah, you heard that shit cliche too. Blah, 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 la-di-da, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. But like, here's what you do. So you everybody has Instagram, you know? This is what I did today. It was very, very exhilarating. So you record yourself being a fucking idiot. Do the dumbest, like shit that make you cringe inside. Like, inside, like, make you be like, fuck, no! Don't do that! And then you go into the mall, wherever you're from, any mall. I'm pretty sure you live in a mall. Or live near a mall, I mean. Whatever. It doesn't matter. So, like, you do that a few times, rehearse it, etc. And you know what? Record yourself doing it next to either, if you're a girl, do it to the hottest guy that you think is super hot. Most likely, it'll make his day. Like, to the point is, you're supposed to contribute and help people be happy. And it's doing the most bizarro shit. Like, you ever seen something? Like, you walk around. Like, you walk around, like, I can't tell you. Oh, well, I actually live in, like, LA, but I'm not gonna tell you where, because you guys are fucking weird sometimes. You could stalk me. If you do, you've seen, like, some bizarro stuff. Like, oh, yeah, like, you hear dogs barking. And then, like, something weird happens. Like, the dog, like, falls down. And it's, like, the awkwardest, like, fall ever. It's, like, the same thing with a human being. Not only will it engage with an audience, everybody in the world is an audience as well. So, like, if you do that bizarro thing, and the world is the audience already, so you're technically rehearsing your purpose to not be that guy to care. Like, caring sucks ass. Like, you gotta not care. If you want something, you have to not care. Like, I mean it. Like, if it's, like, yelling, like, yeah, like, really loud, should do it more often. A lot more often. Like, to the point of it vibrating the world. But anyways, that's what you're supposed to do. So for girls, you basically, like, you just basically, you know, do the same thing. Do some bizarro shit. Like, I don't know, like, pretend like you're jerking a dick and you're not jerking a dick. That will boost up your confidence about socializing with people. For guys, it's most likely the same thing too. And maybe it doesn't even have to be like that. It just has to be the idea of bizarre. If you do something cringe, bizarre, and fuck it up on purpose, like, really fuck it up. Like, really fuck it up. Like, then you kind of realize, like, all the things that everybody, it's like, said to you, to why did I feel this way when, like, I just don't want you to miss opportunity if you're a woman and, or a girl, or, woman, girl, I don't know, you're in a man. Missing an opportunity to meet somebody that's, like, great. The same concept with business as well. If you really, really, like, push your heart towards it and your intention tells you and not care, you just go. Motherfucker, just go. And you'll be great, bro. Whatever. I'm out. I gotta make my music and most likely not care about what you gotta do and just live my life. I wanna make that good, you know? And much blessings for you as well. To everybody that's probably gonna see me become one of the greatest. But then it's not about me being that entitlement. It's taking it out of you is the goal of making art out of people. And I'm outie. Bye. But see you later. But see you later. But no buys. Okay? Later.